Time now for the Sports Final, brought to you by your power station for sports, WJR. And here with the last word in sports is Paul Carey.
Thank you, Gene Elsie. Good evening. Time ran out, and Ohio State wasn't set. That's what Big Ten Commissioner Wayne Duke said almost an hour after Michigan State had turned in the year's biggest upset, that 16-13 victory over top-ranked Ohio State, ending in frantic confusion. Michigan, holding on for a 14-6 win at Illinois, now owns first place in the Big Ten. Also in football, six bowl-bound teams were losers. Serves those bowl promoters right. And Detroit Redford won the City League title. Tonight, the Pistons had their three-game win streak snapped in Buffalo 109-100. The complete football roundup and the other sports of this Saturday in just a moment.
Arby's knows what you buy a sandwich for. While we keep the beef a-coming, you'll be coming back for more. That's why we really pile on the beef at Arby's.
I'll tell you, when I buy a sandwich, it sure isn't for the bread or the ketchup. No siree. I buy a sandwich for the beef. There's a place that understands a fella that feels like I do. That place is Arby's. At Arby's, they don't fill you up with bread. They pile on lots of roast beef. They give you so much beef, the top of the bun never touches the bottom of the bun. If beef's what you buy a sandwich for, get on over to Arby's.
We really pile on the beef at Arby's.
Arby's doesn't just give you great roast beef, they give you plenty of roast beef for your money. They really pile on the beef. So come on to Arby's and get a real value.
In one of the most frantic, confusing, and exciting finishes in college football history, Michigan State today upset top-ranked Ohio State 16-13. Freshman Levi Jackson of Michigan State romped 88 yards to cap a two-touchdown comeback in the last 5.5 minutes. But it was another great goal line stand by the Spartans that preserved the victory and set off one of the wildest, most confusing finishes ever. And it took almost an hour before Big Ten Commissioner Wayne Duke announced that Michigan State had indeed won the game 16-13. But let's go back to that comeback. Ohio State had broken a 3-3 halftime tie with a third period field goal and a fourth quarter touchdown, finally wearing down the Spartans with the running of Archie Griffin and Cornelius Green and Champ Henson. And with less than 6 minutes to play, the Bucks had what appeared to be a comfortable 13-3 lead. And then State opened up. Here's Bob Reynolds describing what happened.
5:38 to play, and here is Baggett faking and dropping back to throw, going long and deep for Jones. He's got it! 10-5! Touchdown! Touchdown! 44 yards! Baggett to Mike Jones. The Spartans go 80 yards in 7 plays to get back into this ball game.
The two-point conversion try failed, but the Spartans got the ball back when they held the Bucks on downs. An Ohio State punt, leaving Michigan State deep on their own 12. But on the first play of the series, Jackson took off.
Bird wide, Jones in the slot. The ball, give it to the fullback. And Levi breaks into the open. He's at the 20, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
With the conversion, it was now 16-13. Ohio State wasn't done. They whipped down the field, avoiding loss of possession on an apparent Michigan State interception. And with the clock running down, the Spartan defense came up with its third great goal line stand of the second half. The fourth time in the game they had stopped the Bucks on the first and goal situation. Ohio State gave the ball to Henson.
Henson is the man who carries the ball. He does not go in. He does not go in, and there's 10 seconds left. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. And that's it, it's all over. And Michigan State has come up with the upset of the year. A 16-13 victory over the number one ranked Buckeyes of Ohio State. And this crowd is going crazy.
But it wasn't over yet. It took almost an hour to determine whether the Spartans had won it, or whether time hadn't run out, or was there a penalty, or all sorts of things. As those last couple of seconds ticked off, Ohio State tried to get set to run another play, and as time ran out, the ball was snapped, it was fumbled, it was picked up by Brian Bashnagel, who dove into the end zone. The linesman singled touchdown. But other officials were waving it off, and finally Commissioner Wayne Duke emerged from a meeting of almost an hour and declared that it was, quote, the ruling of the back judge and the field judge that play had expired before the last play, unquote. Duke added, and I quote again, had time not expired, Ohio State would have been charged with a penalty for not being in a set position for a full second before the start of the play, unquote. So there it is, a 19-game streak over, one that began after MSU's upset 19-12 win over the Buckeyes two seasons ago on that same turf. Michigan State, with a stunning 16-13 victory, has dumped Ohio State into second place in the Big Ten, a game behind Michigan, and knocked the Bucks out of the top spot on the national ratings. But as for the Rose Bowl, remember, everything is still speculation. We've still got 2 weeks ago. We've got that collision at Columbus between the Bucks and the Wolverines. And in the end, it's still the vote of the conference athletic directors that decides what band plays in the Rose Bowl parade. Michigan has one foot in that direction now. The Wolverines had to hold on for their lives at Illinois today to take a 14-6 victory. But now they lead the conference with a 6-0 record, Ohio State second at 5-1, Michigan State third with their 4-1-1 record. Michigan uncorked two scoring drives in the first half at Illinois.